This is an IELTS energy bonus. Unlimited synonyms and expert IELTS writing feedback.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll learn Band 9 vocabulary to describe things that are unlimited. We also share a special offer for limitless writing feedback that you should take advantage of ASAP.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Good morning, Aubrey. How are you?
I am great. Happy bonus to you.
Happy?
I love bonuses. I think they're so fun. Little extra.
Happy
extra
bonus to you, my good lady. Guys, we are taking some time today to have a little extra visit with you guys. We want to teach you some vocabulary you can use on IELTS to talk about unending things, activities without limits. To teach you vocab about that, but also to make a special announcement. We want to remind you guys about a special program we have going right now. Taking up some time of yours, Aubrey.
Yes, I know. Pretty much all I do is correct essays these days, which is it's a good thing that I enjoy doing it. And especially because I see students' grades go up, right? It makes it so worthwhile to me. And I feel like validated, you know, because I'm like, oh,
for
then they,
sure.
You know, someone sends an essay, I give them feedback, and the next one they send is so much better. They're using the advice, they're improving their writing score. So, you know what? If that's what it takes, I will grade essays all day, every day.
Oh my gosh, I know, right? Like, see, oh, from one essay to another or one class to another, anytime, guys, that we see you, intelligent, smart students, listening and understanding our advice, implementing it, and then you see not just half a band increase, a whole band increase in your writing. It is like one of the most satisfying feelings in the world.
Yes.
So exactly. Amazing. So guys, for 3-key students only, you have to be a 3-key student to take advantage of this program because guys, you have to learn these templates, the vocab, how to have ideas, how to organize your essays. You have to learn that stuff first before we will grade your essays, or else our feedback will all be stuff you get in 3-key anyway. Because it's like, okay, well, we've already taught you this in the course, so we don't need to tell you again.
Right.
So guys, you have to be a 3-key student to take advantage, but we are offering unlimited essay feedback now, guys. So if you are a 3-key student, if you're not a 3-key student, why not? allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Get in there and then you can email me, Jessica@allearsenglish.com, and I will let you know how you can subscribe to this program. So, vocabulary for unlimited essay feedback, guys. You can send us as many essays as you want to, and you will get feedback on those essays.
And it's cheap. I have to throw this in. I have a feeling students are hearing that and thinking like, that's not going to be affordable. It's going to be way out of my price range. It's not true. It's actually very affordable.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point though. I bet, because it does sound expensive.
I was surprised. I thought it was going to cost way more.
Right? Oh my gosh, guys. Like, this is, we hope this program sticks around. You know what I mean? Like, this is a pilot program, guys. So you better jump on this train now so you don't miss it before the price does go up, or maybe it disappears. I don't know. We are totally testing it out, guys. So again, just send me an email, jessica@allearsenglish.com. Okay, so let's get to some synonyms for unlimited. What's a synonym for unlimited that you like to use, Aubrey?
I like incalculable, which is really fun to say. Incalculable. So this means it can't be calculated, right? It's so high. It's limitless. It's endless. You just can't even calculate it. It's incalculable.
You know, I often hear this with the word risks to sort of express the idea that something is so dangerous. You can't even explain all the ways that it's dangerous because it's just so terrible.
Yeah, because we use calculated. We say, I'm going to take a calculated risk, right?
Exactly.
So then adversely, we'd be like, the risks are incalculable.
That's a good point.
We can't even compare how terrible it could be.
Oh my gosh, yes. Guys, I do recommend memorizing today's vocabulary with the nouns we're giving you because they're all slightly different. Yeah, they all mean unlimited for sure. But like, we do use them with specific other words, right? Connotations. So if you guys memorize these pairs, you'll always use them correctly. And then you have like a real way you can use it on IELTS. So problem solution essays, part three answers on speaking. You could say, there are incalculable risks to not improving our education system, right? Something like that.
And with any synonym, you could say incalculable dangers, incalculable problems, right? So for definitely problem solution, I love that. And then part three, anytime when you're talking about maybe crime in cities, right? The incalculable dangers if a police presence isn't enforced, something like that, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, exactly. Good examples. So two more real fast, guys. We know this is a bonus, so we won't take up too much of your time, but we do have two more phrases for you. So never ending. I think that one's a little bit easier, but it still sounds great. It still sounds very native, guys. You could use this anywhere on the speaking test, right? So you could be like, oh my gosh, I feel like my responsibilities are never ending. I feel like my IELTS studies are never ending. I've actually heard students say that. So that one is sort of a more general meaning, easier to use. I automatically think of The Neverending Story because that's one of the best movies ever.
Luck Dragon. That's a good movie.
Falcor. I love Falcor. Okay, guys,
I can see this coming up on part two, guys. If ever you're talking about a party or an experience that kind of went poorly, you could be like, it was never ending. You wanted to leave. You wanted to get out of there.
Totally. And then the last one, guys, boundless. I feel like this one is more positive. I often hear this as a description for people, right? Like, just boundless energy, or puppies. Puppies have boundless energy. It's like, you know, there is no end. The resources go on forever. So if you're describing a positive person like that, boundless energy, boundless enthusiasm.
Yes, boundless ideas. We talk about someone at work who always has great ideas. They have boundless ideas.
Yeah, totally. It is, I would say, the most positive way to say something is never ending. Okay, guys. So remember, if you are a 3Key student, you are eligible to subscribe to our unlimited essay feedback. And like I said, this is a brand new opportunity, guys. So take advantage right away. Send me an email, jessica@allearsenglish.com, and I will help you get signed up for this pilot program. Okay, guys, thanks for tuning into the bonus today. Aubrey, I will talk to you soon.
Yes. All right. See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.